Hello and welcome back to Tani Talk Stuff, the TTD, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Sukkah 7b, talking about the idea of where you can make a sukkah, how you should make a sukkah. Rabbi Gamliel rules, it was taught in a braisa, if one makes his sukkah on the top of a wagon or on the top of a ship, Rabbi Gamliel invalidates the sukkah while Rabbi Akiva validates it. Apparently Rabbi Gamliel maintains that a sukkah must be fit for a fixed dwelling. A sukkah built on a ship is temporary in nature, the notes point out, since it is prone to being blown away from its perch high atop the ship. A sukkah built on a wagon is also viewed as being temporary, since it is constantly in motion. We need it to be where the structure, the sukkah, is not on a moving ship, not on a wagon, according to this opinion, where it's in that fixed dwelling. In the idea of life, we should realize that our sukkahs are supposed to be a fixed dwelling. It's a temporary dwelling for a week, but it's supposed to be fixed in place with the four walls right behind your house or in front of your house, part of your property, part of your possession. So too in our life, our mitzvahs, our chesed, our Torah learning, everything we do should be part of our life. It should be fixed, a fixed structure. Can't put the sukkah on the ship, according to that opinion. You can't put the sukkah on a boat, on a wagon, according to that opinion. It has to be that it's fixed in nature. Your life should be fixed in nature with the Torah, with chesed and mitzvos, in order to ensure that all aspects of your life are fully covered and are fully in line with what we should be doing with Torah-observant Jews and a Torah-observant lifestyle. Join us next time as we talk Sukkah 8 here on the TTD.